few minutes before we go to our breakout rooms, I'd just like to have Dr. Steele come forth and say a few words.
Thank you so much. Just 2 minutes. I'm just here to greet you. I've been doing a lot of traveling. Somebody want to tell me what's the first priority to being president of SCLC? Anybody knows? Marching, going to jail, what else?
Raising money.
Raising money. My friend. The most important thing or my responsibility, I have to pay the bills. And today is Friday. And that's when we have payroll. It has not been easy. I greet you to let you know that we're still alive. We're still here. I thank my chairman of the board, Dr. Benoit Lafayette. If it was not for him, SCLC would not be here. Give him another round of applause. I resigned my Senate seat in 2004. I was an Alabama state senator. First since Reconstruction of the city of Tuscaloosa. I was one of the first black with George England. He's a judge now. Was the first black city councilman in Tuscaloosa. So I served a total of 18 years as an elected official. I resigned my Senate seat to leave Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to come to Atlanta 2004 to save with Dr. Lafayette SCLC. You need to know that. The headline of, and I'm finished, but you need to know this. The headline of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution said SCLC is dead. Only God himself can come down from heaven to save it. Well, after Dr. Lafayette and the board said that I was the new president, I called a press conference the next day. I said, God told me to tell you, he's not coming, but he sent me. Ladies and gentlemen, SCLC is still alive and well. I'm on my second tour of duty. It's all about God. Because I'm not supposed to be doing this. We built a brand new building. When I got there, the lights was off, the phone was off, couldn't meet payroll. We was in a leakage of a building with mildew and everything, asbestos. But within 3.5 years, my power that's greater than me enabled us to build a brand new building debt-free before we moved in. Why am I telling you this? Why am I telling you this? Because we have to take a stand. I gave up a Senate seat. Very prestigious. Because most folks don't know the difference between a state senator and a U.S. senator. And guess what? I didn't tell them. I had all the influence. I gave all that up. So I'm conveying to you, what are we going to give up? Last point. It started in Alabama, and I'm from Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It started in Alabama, John. And it ended in Alabama. Shelby versus Holder. 2.5 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court rescinded, relinquished, gutted Section 4 and Section 5. All that stuff that we all work for. It ain't there no more. We have gone back to state rights. Jim Crowism. Get in the back of the bus. See, Dr. King fought racism and classism. Classism is just as bad as racism. And a lot of black folks are into classism. We all have problems in terms of our background, in terms of embarking upon the future. Yes, I tell the story about my experience, your experience, and where we have come. But we must embark upon the future and do it again. Since the 2010 election, 21 states have passed new laws making it harder to vote. Hello, somebody. I spoke to Congress last week before last, Congressional Black Caucus. I said, we got to do something. about your hair, but you need to know this. They are now cutting back on early voting and requiring certain types of voter ID. You know, even hunting license versus college students with their IDs. But the judge struck that down in Texas a few weeks ago. In addition to new laws in those 21 states, there are 113 bills pending in 33 states that will make it harder to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, what is going on? What is going on? We can't continue to sit idly by and let all of the work that we have done to be eroded. All I'm saying is that we got to hit to the streets again. And Dr. Lafayette was correct. We must learn how to work with our young people. Because they don't listen very well. I'm going to just be honest with you. They don't listen. I work with them. I'm in Ferguson. I'm all over the world, matter of fact. And we had a march last October, Reverend Al Sharpton and Urban League and SCLC. And as we were speaking on the platform, they had a megaphone and they cursing, using profanity. This our march. Old folks, get in the back. Well, it's the old folks that got to hear the have the right to say that this is our march. You used to get killed for marching. You used to get lynched for marching. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time. Get up and let's do it again. Thank you so much.